在这课里，我们学习形容词最高级，比方最高、最好、最快等等。现在我们来听这课的对话，请你注意听老师的发音和语调。
Nancy, I have to submit a report on the big fire last night. Can you help me type it?
Why me? I have a lot of work to do.
Because you are the best typist in the office.
But you always write the longest reports.
Well, this one is very long because it's about the biggest fire in months.
And this is the most important report, right?
Yes, and I type very slowly, so please help me.
All right. Can I do it tomorrow? This is my busiest day.
Sure. Thank you very much. You are the greatest.
现在我们把整段对话再听一遍。这次老师念得比较慢，请你注意听。
Nancy, I have to submit a report on the big fire last night.Can you help me type it?
Why me? I have a lot of work to do.
Because you are the best typist in the office.
But you always write the longest reports.
Well, this one is very long because it's about the biggest fire in months.
And this is the most important report, right?
Yes.And I type very slowly. So please help me.
All right. Can I do it tomorrow? This is my busiest day.
Sure. Thank you very much. You are the greatest.
在刚才那段对话里有一些形容词最高级的例子。现在我请英文老师把这些例子念出来，请你注意听。
You are the best typist in the office.
You write the longest reports.
It's about the biggest fire in months.
This is the most important report. This is my busiest day.
You are the greatest.
从刚才那段对话里，你可能已经听出来，英语的形容词最高级基本上有两种，一种是在短的形容词后面加上
E-S-T,
比方
longest, biggest,
等等。另外一种是在长的形容词前面加上
most, M-O-S-T, most,
比方
most intelligent, most beautiful,
等等。不过也有例外，比方最好是
best, B-E-S-T, best,
最坏是
worst, W-O-R-S-T, worst.
而且在形容词最高级的前面通常要加
the, T-H-E, the.
下面我们来做一组练习，由老师念一些跟刚才那段对话有关系的句子，请学生把句子里的形容词改为形容词最高级说出来。比方老师说
Nancy is a good typist.
学生就说
Nancy is the best typist.
现在我们开始做练习，请你在学生做练习的时候也一起做。
Nancy is a good typist.
Nancy is the best typist.
Nancy is a busy typist.
Nancy is the busiest typist.
Nancy is a great friend.
Nancy is the greatest friend.
Henry wrote a long report.
Henry wrote the longest report.
It is an important report.
It is the most important report.
下面我们来听一段对话。内容是说南希跟亨利聊天，谈到亨利有几个孩子，哪个最大，哪个最小。谁最高，谁最聪明等等。现在请你注意听，等一会儿我们要根据这段对话做练习。
How many children do you have?
I have three, Peter, Jenny, and Linda.
Is Peter the oldest one?
No, he isn't. Jenny is the oldest. Linda is the youngest. Peter is in the middle, but he is the tallest one. He is even taller than I am.
Is Peter in the university?
No, he is a senior in high school. I think he is the most intelligent one in the family. But Jenny is the most beautiful one, and Linda is the most ambitious one. My wife, Kate, and I are very proud of them.
Does your wife work?
Yes, she teaches in an elementary school. She is the busiest one in the family.
刚才那段对话里有很多形容词最高级的例子。现在我们来练习这些最高级形容词。练习的做法是由老师用比较级形容词提出一个问句，请你用形容词最高级做肯定的答复。比方老师问你
Is Henry older than Peter?
你就回答说
Yes, Henry is the oldest one in the family.
现在我们开始做练习，每做完一句就请你听正确答案。
Is Henry older than Peter?
Yes, Henry is the oldest one in the family.
Is Kate busier than Jenny?
Yes, Kate is the busiest one in the family.
Is Jenny more beautiful than Linda?
Yes, Jenny is the most beautiful one in the family.
Is Linda younger than Peter?
Yes.Linda is the youngest one in the family.
Is Linda more ambitious than Peter?
Yes, Linda is the most ambitious one in the family.
Is Peter more intelligent than Jenny?
Yes, Peter is the most intelligent one in the family.
Is Peter taller than Henry?
Yes.Peter is the tallest one in the family.
下面我们再来听一段对话。内容是说，亨利问南希，他老家在哪儿？家乡还有亲戚朋友吗？南希告诉亨利，他最要好的朋友给国会议员工作等等。现在请你注意听，听完之后，我们还是要根据对话做练习。
Where are you from originally?
I am from Washington, D.C. I think it is the most colorful city in the United States. I really would like to go back there to visit.
Do you still have relatives and friends there?
Yes, my best friend still lives there. But she told me Washington, D.C. is one of the most expensive cities to live in nowadays, and it has the worst city traffic.
Does your friend drive to work every day?
No, she takes the subway. She thinks that's the most practical way to get to work in Washington, D.C.
Does your friend work for the government?
Yes, she works for a congressman. She thinks she is working for the most important person in Congress, and I think she has the most interesting job.
现在我们来做练习。这组练习可以帮助你了解刚才那段对话。练习的做法是由老师根据对话用普通形容词提出问句，请你用形容词最高级做肯定的答复。比方老师说，华盛顿是美国一个多彩多姿的城市吗？
Is Washington, D.C. a colorful city in the United States?
你就回答说，对了，它是美国最多彩多姿的城市。
Yes, it is the most colorful city in the United States.
请你注意，凡是形容词最高级前面有人名或是代名词的时候，就不必用
the。
比方
，Nancy's best friend lives in Washington, D.C.
好，现在我们开始做练习，每做完一句。还是请你听老师念正确答案。
Is Washington, D.C. a colorful city in the United States?
Yes, it is the most colorful city in the United States.
Is Washington, D.C. one of the expensive cities to live in?
Yes, it is one of the most expensive cities to live in.
Does Washington, D.C. have bad city traffic?
Yes, it has the worst city traffic.
Does Nancy's friend work for an important person in Congress?
Yes, she works for the most important person in Congress.
Does Nancy's friend have an interesting job?
Yes, she has the most interesting job.
在刚才那个练习里，我们提到了美国首都华盛顿风景优美。有人认为这也是华盛顿的特点之一。其实美国许许多多大城都各有特色，比方大西洋沿岸的纽约，太平洋沿岸的旧金山、洛杉矶，还有亨利一家人住的西雅图，也都有令人偏爱的地方。美国各个州也都不同，比方加利福尼亚州人口最多，阿拉斯加州面积最大，佛罗里达州气候最热等等。下面我们来听一段文章，这段文章的内容就是谈到美国的几个州和大城，请你注意听。听完之后，我们要做听力测验。
There are 50 states in the United States. The largest in population is California. The largest in area is Alaska. Alaska is the smallest in population, and Rhode Island is the smallest in size. The oldest states are the ones along the Atlantic coast. The newest states are Alaska and Hawaii. Alaska is also the coldest state. California and Florida are the warmest. Henry and his family live in Seattle, a big city on the Pacific coast. But Los Angeles and San Francisco, also on the Pacific coast, are larger than Seattle. Henry's cousin, Susan, lives in New York. It is the largest city in the United States. Thousands of people visit New York each year. The most important city in the United States is Washington, D.C. It is the capital, but it is much smaller than New York.
刚才那段文章你听懂了多少？等一会儿我请英文老师再把整段文章用慢速度念一遍。现在我们先来听今天测验的三个问题。第一个问题是
Among the 50 American states, which is the largest, newest, and coldest?
第二个问题是
Why is Washington, D.C. the most important city in the United States?
第三个问题是
What are some of the large American cities on the Pacific coast?
现在我请英文老师再把文章用慢速度念一遍，请你注意听。
There are 50 states in the United States. The largest in population is California. The largest in area is Alaska. Alaska is the smallest in population, and Rhode Island is the smallest in size. The oldest states are the ones along the Atlantic coast. The newest states are Alaska and Hawaii. Alaska is also the coldest state. California and Florida are the warmest. Henry and his family live in Seattle, a big city on the Pacific coast. But Los Angeles and San Francisco, also on the Pacific coast, are larger than Seattle. Henry's cousin, Susan, lives in New York. It is the largest city in the United States. Thousands of people visit New York each year. The most important city in the United States is Washington, D.C. It is the capital, but it is much smaller than New York.
现在请你回答今天测验的三个问题。回答之后，老师会念出正确答案，你自己比较一下，看看答对了没有。第一个问题是
Among the 50 American states, which is the largest, newest, and coldest?
Alaska is the largest, newest, and coldest state in the United States.
第二个问题是
Why is Washington, D.C. the most important city in the United States?
Washington, D.C. is the most important American city because it is the capital of the United States.
第三个问题是
What are some of the large American cities on the Pacific coast?
Seattle, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Are some of the large American cities on the Pacific coast.